With Montana News, I'm Eric Whitney. The CEO of Northwestern Energy has accepted Governor Steve Bullock's offer to be part of a working group on the future ownership of the Colstrip coal-fired power plant. Bullock made the invitation yesterday, the same day he announced the working group. Bullock says he's concerned about the future of Colstrip, as there's talk lately about two of the power plant's out-of-state co-owners perhaps selling their shares or shutting parts of Colstrip down. Northwestern CEO Bob Rowe told the governor today that his company is willing to participate in the working group. Rowe said, quote, "Ultimately, any outcome must be both commercially sound and have the support of state and federal policymakers and of the customers who would ultimately purchase the electricity," unquote. The campaign of Governor Bullock's top opponent in his race for re-election, Republican Greg Gianforte, issued a statement today criticizing Bullock for shutting down a previous Colstrip advisory committee that he'd appointed earlier this year. That one was to formulate a response to the Obama administration's Clean Power Plan rules. Bullock suspended that committee when the U.S. Supreme Court put the rules on hold pending lower court review. The Gianforte campaign statement says, quote, "If Governor Bullock wanted to save Montana energy jobs, he'd stand up and vehemently push back on President Obama's EPA power plan, something Governor Gianforte would do." More than 500 people turned out for the funeral of the last surviving war chief of Montana's Crow Indian tribe. 102-year-old Joe Medicine Crow, who died Sunday, spent decades cataloging Crow history and became a renowned Native American historian. He was awarded the Presidential Medal of Freedom in 2009. Federal authorities have arrested a Plains, Montana man accused of taking part in the armed occupation of an Oregon wildlife refuge. Jake Ryan was booked into a Portland jail yesterday on charges of depredation of government property, conspiracy to impede officers, and possession of weapons in a federal facility. Ryan was to have a federal public defender assigned to him at his initial court appearance. He's one of more than two dozen people arrested in connection with the 41-day takeover of the Malheur National Wildlife Refuge. The men and women were protesting U.S. land restrictions and the imprisonment of two Harney County, Oregon ranchers who started fires. The federal judge overseeing the case has scheduled jury selection to start September 7th. Sanders County, Montana Sheriff Tom Rummel said he believes that Ryan's arrest will ease the tension that had been building while FBI agents were in talks with Ryan's family about his whereabouts. Rummel, worried that a new conflict could emerge in Ryan's hometown between federal agents and supporters of the Malheur Refuge occupiers, had issued statements warning outsiders to stay away. Today, Montana's judicial branch recommended adding more judges to understaffed county courts. Corin Kate Scarney reports.
The proposal brought before the Judicial Redistricting Committee asked for five new judges at a cost of just over $2 million. In February, a study released by the District Court Council reported an additional 21 judges are needed to meet current case workload demands. But the Judiciary Interim Committee chairman said they would be laughed out of the legislature if they asked for those kinds of resources. Instead, Wednesday's recommendation asked for a handful of judges in the state's most burdened counties. Court Administrator Beth McLaughlin.
So what we're looking at is two judges in the 13th Judicial District, which is Yellowstone County. The second one is a judge in the 4th Judicial District, which is Missoula Mineral Counties, and then one judge each in the 8th, Cascade County, and the 11th, which is Flathead County, and those would be elected to take office in January of 2019.
McLaughlin says one of the Yellowstone County judges and the additional judge for Missoula and Mineral Counties would be appointed by January of 2018. The plan also calls for one additional standing master in Lewis and Clark and Broadwater counties. Standing masters have less authority than a judge, but can take on some of a judge's workload. I'm Corin Cates Carney, Montana Public Radio.
The federal, state, and tribal agencies that manage Yellowstone National Park bison have agreed to let the animals stay in parts of Montana year-round. Montana Governor Steve Bullock issued a decision in December to allow bison that roam outside of the park in search of food to remain on an estimated 400 square miles north and west of the park. Today, the Interagency Bison Management Plan members verbally agreed to Bullock's decision. Officials with the National Park Service and Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks say the plan members must still update and sign the changes to the Bison Management Plan. Supporters say that it will be the first time in a century that Yellowstone bison will be allowed year-round in the state. Ranchers and landowners are concerned that the animals will spread disease and damage property. A state legislative panel won't recommend any changes to a Montana law protecting school athletes against concussions. The Education and Local Government Interim Committee had discussed expanding the law to cover community youth sports and other non-school athletics, but members decided Wednesday against amending rules enacted 3 years ago. Since the law's passage, there have been discussions about protecting more children by including community youth soccer groups, peewee football, and club sports. A University of Montana study says about a third of youth sports groups do not have concussion policies in place. They're not required to do so under the current law. Severe contact can cause damage to still developing brains, leading to learning disabilities and changes in behavior. Today, U.S. Senator John Tester and Governor Steve Bullock invited multi-billion dollar company PayPal to open up business in Montana, Corin Cates Carney reports.
Tester and Bullock's letter to PayPal's president and CEO comes after the company backed out of a plan to open a new global operations center in North Carolina. PayPal representatives say they canceled the company's plans in North Carolina because of a new state law there that restricts protections for lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender people. Here's Tester.
Montana is a great place to do business. We have got a well-trained workforce, a great tax climate, and quite frankly, we have people who like one another and are accepting of one another. And I think that's critically important if you're going to have a business like PayPal.
The invitation by the Democratic governor and senator also plays into their party's campaign to defeat Republican gubernatorial candidate Greg Gianforte. Gianforte has had to fend off questions over his past philanthropic support of organizations that oppose local gay rights measures. The software entrepreneur has also made recruiting high-tech workers to Montana a signature of his campaign. On his campaign trail, Gianforte has repeatedly said that discrimination is wrong. I'm Corin Cates Carney, Montana Public Radio.
The public will get a chance to learn about and sound off about removing Yellowstone area grizzly bears from the endangered species list in Bozeman this week and next. Tomorrow, the Sierra Club is co-sponsoring a talk by retired federal government wildlife biologist David Mattson at the Museum of the Rockies. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service in March proposed taking Yellowstone area grizzlies off of the endangered species list, saying that a population capable of sustaining itself now exists. Bonnie Rice is with the Sierra Club in Bozeman.
We think there's a lot more to the story than people might be hearing from the agencies in terms of grizzly bear recovery in the region.
The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service will be giving its own perspective and taking public comment on grizzly recovery the following week. On Tuesday, April 12th, it'll be hosting a two-hour question and answer session on grizzly delisting, followed by 3 hours for public comment, all at the Bozeman Holiday Inn. You can find more information about both these events on our website, mtpr.org. I'm Eric Whitney. Thanks for listening.